What if I told you that you've been conditioned to think that all of your true divine feminine strengths are weaknesses? This actually isn't far from the truth, because a lot of the times we are trained and programmed to feel ashamed of what is naturally given to us. As women, we are emotional. And we're brought up to think that maybe we shouldn't always express our emotions, or we can only express certain emotions and we have to act a certain type of way. And this could not be farther from the truth, because it's actually the things that are most natural to us that actually make us the most magnetic to what we want. So this is how feminine, smart women are leveling up in 2025. We are no longer looking to the external to validate whatever it is that we want to have. We're not looking around and hoping that people are going to show up for us. We are showing up for ourselves. We are staying committed to our own goals and our own desires. We are getting dressed up for ourselves. We are doing all the things for ourselves. We are no longer trying to force other people to please us and show up for us and commit to us and support us and be nice to us. We don't rely on that. We give that to ourselves. In fact, we naturally attract people that will love us and take care of us and cherish us and appreciate us. But it's not because we're begging or forcing others. It's because we're being magnetic from the inside out. We're putting that energy and focus back into ourselves this year. You have spent way too much time living your life to please other people. There's nothing wrong with showing love to others and caring for others, but honestly, you've been putting other people's needs ahead of your own needs. And you didn't even have to do that. All you had to do was speak up for yourself. All you had to do was set boundaries. But that's okay, because this year we are setting healthy boundaries. We are not just saying yes to everything. We're allowing ourselves to take time to think about things. A lot of the times we agree to stuff because we're not really sure, and in the moment we feel pressured. This is something that we need to start allowing ourselves to have. If we want to level up in 2025, we need to start allowing ourselves the feminine luxuries that make us divine. This means that you're allowing yourself that time to think about things. Not everything is fast. When you're growing and when you're exploring and when you're changing for the better, sometimes things aren't going to be as obvious, and we need time to think about things. Instead of saying yes to everything, instead of jumping on every single idea that comes our way, we're taking time to think about things. We're taking time to feel how we want to feel about this thing. So we're listening to our intuition. We're listening to our emotions. We're not just using logic all the time. We are tapping into that deeper guidance that we have. This year, we're not going to try to cater to people who want to be overly logical or overly rational. We're allowing ourselves the space to say, yeah, I'm making this decision because it feels right to me, because I'm following my intuition. You don't have to try to explain to them why you're doing what you're doing. It's okay to say, listen, I'm following my intuition. I'm doing what feels right. I'm doing what I feel like I want to do. I feel like when you're in the business world, especially as a woman, it's hard to speak in this way because you always have to appeal to a man's logic. But as a woman, one of your strengths is your emotions. And so it's so annoying when you're in the workplace and you have an intuitive feeling about something and you have to sort of package that in a way to where they'll be able to accept your answer because it appeals to their logic. So this year, honestly, we're not catering to men anymore. We're not catering to how they understand things. And it's not because we're trying to be better than them or we're trying to change them. It's because we are no longer going to to change ourselves to accommodate others. That is what it's going to be leveling up in 2025. It's the overall theme that you're no longer going to just be changing everything about yourself in order to be better understood. Because you're not seeking to be understood anymore. You're seeking to have a good life. You're seeking to be feminine and feel happy and feel fulfilled and be successful and get the love that you want. So you cannot waste your mental energy thinking about how every other person is perceiving you. You have to follow your intuition and you have to allow yourself to be honest about it. You have to allow yourself the space to be misunderstood by other people. This is something that takes a little bit of practice because when you're constantly used to accommodating others and making others feel heard and understood, and you're constantly used to changing yourself to try to make others more comfortable, it's really hard when you're starting to be yourself and be authentic and then other people are responding negatively to that. It's not the fact that they're responding super negatively, it's the fact that you're not used to feeling that. You're not used to putting someone else in a position where they're uncomfortable. You're used to, oh, okay, if someone has to be uncomfortable, it's gonna be me because I value the other person's feelings more than my own feelings. And now as you start to grow out of your people-pleasing ways, you're like, okay, I'm gonna value my feelings more than I'm gonna value their feelings. So they're going to feel uncomfortable because I'm setting a boundary or because I'm being authentic in a way that I haven't been authentic before. And that's gonna make them a little bit uncomfortable. So that feels weird, right? That's not something you're used to. It's gonna feel weird, but trust me, like, it's not that serious. People are not that offended by it. People are not that weirded out by it. It's okay to be a little bit weird nowadays. It's okay to have unique traits. It's okay to express yourself. It's okay to set boundaries. The only person that is saying it's not okay is you. It's that old mentality that wants to keep you comfortable, that wants to keep you stuck in the past, that wants to keep you not getting the results that you want, holding you back from what you want, never fully like living your life. It's gonna keep you feeling like you're always about to start living your life, but you can't really live your life yet because you don't have what you want, or you're not beautiful enough, or you're not feminine enough, or you don't have the relationship that you want, or you don't have the money that you want. Like, there's always gonna be something that you're like, oh, I can't really start living my life because I don't have this yet, or because I don't feel like this yet. So this year, feminine women are not allowing that to stop them. You're saying, you know what? I want to feel this way. I want to have this. I want to do this. And you're not going to settle for less. You're not going to allow other people to take away your shine. You're not going to allow other people to humble you or make you lower your standards. You're going to allow people to be who they are. And if they align with you, they align with you. If they don't, then they don't. This is not the year to force relationships. Life is way too short to try to keep giving chances to a relationship that has proven itself to you. It's not for you, it's toxic, or it's just not productive, right? Not every relationship is either toxic or healthy. Some relationships, they're not toxic, they're perfectly healthy, but you just know that it's not really going anywhere, or it's not really like helping you become the best version of yourself. You want to be in a relationship where you feel comfortable, but you also feel challenged and you feel like you want to become a better person. And if you're not getting that right now, it's okay to reset. It's okay to start over and it's okay to change your perspective. Maybe you just need to gain a new appreciation for what you do have in your life. Because a lot of the times we take what we have for granted. But I bet there's so many things in your life and so many relationships that actually do add value to your life. And maybe you're just focused on the negative aspects of it. So another thing that feminine women are doing to level up this year is expressing gratitude. We're not just gonna use our negative emotions this year. We're going to express the positive ones too. We're not just gonna focus on everything that's going wrong. This year is about keeping a positive mindset. And this doesn't mean being positive all the time. It's okay to complain. Like I said, we're expressing our emotions this year. We're telling people how we feel. We're being straight up. But we're also going to take every opportunity to express gratitude, because you need to vocalize these things. We take positive things for granted all the time. And then the smallest inconvenience, we talk about it over and over and over again. This isn't what you want to be doing. You want to be giving fair value to the good things that are happening in your life. You want to talk about these things because your words are powerful. Your words contain energy and power, and your voice has a frequency, right? When you're speaking things into existence, you're attracting more of that. This is the law of attraction. The more you put out of something, the more you're gonna get back of it. So why not use the things that are already going good in your life and be grateful for those things, affirm more of those things, and that way you're going to attract even more of those positive things in your life. If you're still watching, go ahead and type in the comment section, "I am a goddess." This is your first step to start affirming the reality that you want to manifest this year. It's about being that person now. You're not waiting for something to change. You're not looking to your external to validate what you're imagining. You're validating yourself first. Now, this goes for what you're manifesting in your relationships. This goes for what you're manifesting in business. And this goes for what you're manifesting in your day-to-day life. If there's things about your day-to-day life that you don't like, start actually doing something about it. I feel like we get stuck in these cycles where we just accept things and we say, oh, it is what it is. Like, this is just something I have to deal with, whatever. No, why do you have to deal with that thing? Why can't you change it? This can honestly be the simplest thing. Like, for me recently, it's so silly, but there's these pans that we had that were like all scratched up, and it's not like they didn't work anymore, but they were just ugly to look at, you know? And every time I would go to make eggs or something like that, I would just like complain a little bit in my mind. I'd be like, oh, these are so ugly, but whatever, I'm just gonna make my eggs. And that just happened over and over. Every single time I was gonna make eggs, I always had that little mini conversation in my head that, oh, these are ugly. Why are they so scratched up? Whatever, it's no big deal. Let me just make my eggs. Moving on. And then it just repeated over and over again until one day I realized, like, why am I spending my energy, spending my time, having like a miserable time over this little tiny thing that's not even like impacting me that much emotionally, but it's like taking time out of my day where I'm complaining about something, where I'm in some way not living the life I want to be living fully 100%. It's like, what are you waiting for? Like, why couldn't I just replace the pan? Like, what is the thing that's holding me back from just making that decision and saying, okay, I'm just gonna get a new one. I'm just gonna get one that's pretty to look at so I don't have to complain about this anymore, right? So even these little problems in your life that to you, it's not really a problem because it's not like the biggest deal in the world. It's just like, you feel like it's not impacting you, and it's probably not impacting you, but there's probably a lot of these little things that overall they're adding up and they're making you feel like you're not really living the life you want to live yet, and there's still things that you're missing. So take the opportunity to go get that new thing, go replace that item, go get a new toothbrush, like whatever it is that you feel like is low-key bothering you, and it's not a huge problem, but it's just like little inconveniences in your day-to-day, start solving these problems. Start canceling those subscriptions that keep showing up every month that you're like, oh, I have to cancel it. Start unsubscribing to those annoying emails that you keep getting, that you keep deleting, but you're like, oh, I'll unsubscribe one day. Like, get rid of these little inconveniences, because you don't realize it, but every time all these little inconveniences keep coming up, you're gonna keep being reminded of like annoying things happening, and it's taking energy away from you just being happy and living your best life. This year, you're going to start giving yourself permission to do what you want to do. You're going to stop asking everyone else for advice all the time, looking up for advice all the time. Just do what you want to do. You know what the right move is. You have that feminine intuition. Start following it. Stop giving everyone else more power than you. You have the power. You have the wisdom within you. You already have the answer you're looking for. You already have the solution inside of you, okay? So start to listen to the solution that's already being given to you, and stop giving away your power to other people, because they're not gonna live your life. Of course, there's people in your life that are going to be able to provide you assistance, and they're going to help you along in your journey. But not everyone is going to be that resource for you. Sometimes the most that someone else has to offer you is a lesson. But it's up to you to learn that lesson and then see how you're going to move forward. So another thing that feminine women are doing to level up this year is actually learning their lessons. Because I know that you have learned this lesson multiple times, but you keep wanting to give these people the benefit of the doubt. You keep wanting to try this situation just one more time, just to see how it goes. You already know the outcome. You already know how this is going to go, because you've had this theme come up in your life several times. So whatever that is for you, it's time to learn the lesson. It's time to actually break the pattern, break the cycle, heal your family, heal your wounds, heal that feminine energy, and live your best life, okay? I hope this video helped you. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions, or let me know what your favorite takeaway from this video was, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!